Welcome to the Profit Business Cast, Canada's podcast for innovative entrepreneurs and executives. And brought to you by Bennett Gold LLP Chartered Accountants. Here is your host, Robert Gold.
Once again, from high atop the Business Cast Podcast Center in Toronto, live and in the morning, we're way off to the east. I can see Crabtree, Quebec. I'm Robert Gold, Managing Partner of Bennett Gold LLP, Chartered Accountants in Toronto. And this podcast is produced in partnership with Profit Magazine and ProfitGuide.com. Today, it's terrific. Brian Scudamore is with us. We all know him. He's the founder of 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Who hasn't used them? Brian, thank you for being here, and thank you for being a guest on the Profit Business Cast.
Excited to be here, and thank you for having me.
Well, I'm really looking forward to this. There's a lot of stuff we could talk about. We're going to hone in on a couple of topics, but let's go back a bit. Tell us first about yourself and how you came to found 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Been a long time, 27 years in the making. I was in a McDonald's drive-thru of all places, beat up old pickup truck in front of me, had plywood sides on the box, and it said Mark's Hauling. And I looked at that truck and I went, hey, there's my ticket to pay for college. I was actually one course short of graduation from high school. I believe that I was still going to find a way to go to college. I had to fund my own education. And the Rubbish Boys, as it was called in the early days, was my business to make that happen.
I love that, the Rubbish Boys. Yeah, I want to talk about business failures. In the U.S., failures often embraced as a stepping stone to success. In Canada, my experience in our firm with our clients, not often the case. Hard to get partners, hard to get banks if you've ever had a business failure. What are your thoughts on the differentiation about failure, Canada and the U.S.?
Yeah, I don't know if I notice much of a difference. 87% of our business is in the United States. The rest is in Canada. I was born in the United States, grew up in Canada. So I've got perspective, I think, on both countries. I don't know if I see as much of a difference. And I think that the more successful entrepreneurs out there are the ones who are not afraid to admit their failures, their mistakes, their lessons learned along the way. In fact, at 1-800-GOT-JUNK or our parent company, O2E Brands, we have a culture that we call WTF, which stands for willing to fail. And we encourage our people, our franchise partners, to admit when they're failing. And when we even recruit them and bring them on, one of the most important pieces that we want to know about them is what has been a time they failed in their life and what have they learned.
That's key because we grow from those failures. But within your franchise network, what kind of failures are you seeing where the head office or you or your people can jump in and assist the franchisees?
We've had people spend through their working capital too quickly. We've had people that haven't raised enough money. We'll often step in and coach them, give them tips and tricks on how to find that money, balance their cash flow, how to manage the people they bring on board. I mean, my own biggest failure and probably the most common failure we see in our system is when our franchise partners at O2E Brands have brought on the wrong people, the wrong partner, the wrong salesperson, the wrong operator, whatever it might be. You've got to realize your mistakes and quickly make a change and then understand why you brought on that wrong person. What was it that you should have been looking for that you didn't see? And take those lessons learned so that you can be more successful next time. People often ask me, what's the number one thing you'd do differently if you could do this all over again? And the honest answer is nothing. I've made so many mistakes, but I've learned from them, and they are what has made me who I am and made the company who we are today.
So to put it into perspective, how many franchise owners do you have, Canada, U.S., globally?
About 250. We're system-wide revenues now of $250 million across our four brands. So enough people in enough cities that we've seen patterns of people be successful and people make mistakes.
Now, it's interesting to say patterns in cities. Is there a city that works better than other cities for what O2E Brands brings to the market?
We like to see bigger markets versus smaller markets. A city like Toronto or a city like San Francisco, you've got enough of a population. Our markets tend to need at least 1 million in population to really be successful. Another pattern we've seen, however, is not giving too much of a territory to one particular person. In the early days with 1-800-GOT-JUNK, we went in and gave the entire GTA of Toronto to one guy, and he's done a phenomenal job. But a real opportunity would have been, what if we sold the territory to two franchise partners or three or four owners. And that's something that I think could have been a big opportunity for us. People have often too much territory that they're not able to focus, and they get diluted and lost in a big metro.
That can happen in any venture. Now, you mentioned your four brands. I know we have 1-800-JUNK. I know we've got WOW Painting. What are the four brands?
Yeah, 1-800-GOT-JUNK, WOW One Day Painting, the two newer ones, You Move Me, which is a moving company where we do local moves, about 40 franchise partners across Canada and the United States. And the newest baby to the family is ShackShine, windows, gutters, power washing, what we call house detailing. So ShackShine has 10 partners, and we've just recently launched in the United States as well as Canada.
So all of your ventures are service-related. They all cater to the homeowners. Why is that? Why service, not product? Why the homeowner?
It's where I got my start. Big believer that you grow where you're planted. What's worked for me in one model of build out 1-800-GOT-JUNK, understand the call center, the marketing, the PR, the customer experience, we've been able to cookie cutter that into other industries, which really aren't that different. You're going into someone's home and you're painting their home. It's all about the estimating process, the customer experience, the business operating systems, the marketing, and so on.
So you can't be that far away from considering what's next for the homeowner. I'm certainly not asking you to give away secrets. But once you're in that first door, that last yard or meter, if you will, I imagine there's dozens of things that would come to your mind that you could then offer and create another operational venture.
Lots of discussions. We have not by any means even come close to landing on brand number 5. My people, my team here want to know what the next big idea is, and we honestly don't know. But we do believe it will be in home service, something similar in terms of the space we play in. But it could be serendipitous, as the other brands happen to have been. ShackShine, I couldn't find anyone to do my gutters and made phone calls, never got calls returned, and then got an intro to a guy that apparently was starting up a company, ShackShine. We hit it off and connected on our brand philosophy. And here we are today, 10 partners strong.
Now, do any of your franchisees share franchises? For instance, a 1-800-JUNK guy, is he also a WOW One Day Painting guy?
There's a few that have done it. It's actually a mistake. When we talk about failures, it's something that we did that we shouldn't have. In fact, the Dwyer Group, one of my mentors, Dina Dwyer, who runs a $1 billion franchise company, had said, Brian, you know, this is the one thing, make sure you don't do it. And we went against her advice, made a mistake and learned. But what we find is if you've got someone running 1-800-GOT-JUNK and You Move Me, they are two businesses that are different enough that they require separate ownership or at least separate focus and not trying to run the businesses together. And when we see our owners run them together and try and share resources, it confuses things and it doesn't really work. They both need dedicated focus, dedicated leadership, and that's really part of the recipe of success there.
When we look at your company, O2E Brands, Ordinary to Exceptional, what are your metrics for success?
NPS, Net Promoter Score, is a big one. We're in the high 70s to high 80s, depending on the brand. We want to know that our customers are wowed each and every time. And when they're not, we better learn from those issues and figure out how to eliminate those problems from happening again. Revenue, we're big into tracking the top line. Of course, the bottom line falls from there, but we want to know, are we spending enough money on marketing to grow the business, to penetrate a market, to really saturate and build the brand in every market we're in? We play to win. We want to be the dominant player, not just in size, but in reputation and customer experience. So I'd say revenue and customer metrics would be the big ones that we really watch.
I want to talk about scalability for a minute. Every one of your companies can only be successful if you scale appropriately and affordably. Can you share 3 things with us that our listeners have to do if they too expect to scale efficiently and profitably?
Number 1, vision. Know where you're going. You don't have to figure out how to get there and create the plan, but start with the vision. Where are you going? What does it look like? So for 1-800-GOT-JUNK, we'd created a painted picture of the future, that we'd be in the top 30 cities in North America. We'd be the FedEx of junk removal with clean, shiny trucks, friendly, uniformed drivers. We'd be on the Oprah Winfrey Show. All sorts of things that we imagined, that we said, this is what the future looks like for us. And why that's so incredibly important to scale is you've got to know what the end game looks like before you build out the skyscraper and add all these different floors. Number 2, read The E-Myth. The E-Myth by Michael Gerber, fantastic book. And what that book taught me about building a business was people don't fail, systems do. Have the right people in place and the right systems in place to prevent someone from making mistakes. So a hiring philosophy, if you find the right people and you've got the right recruiting systems, the right selection systems, the right training systems, and the right operating systems, things should go incredibly smoothly. So reading The E-Myth is my number 2 to learn more about how to systematize your business. And number 3 is you can't scale without incredible people. Those people that ever come to the Junction or head office, which people could certainly send us an email if they wanted to come say hello and check out our space and do a tour. But our head office is one which it has this big slogan at the front. It's all about people with my name below it. And the reason why that is such an important scalable soundbite is that you can't scale without the right people. I just about bankrupted my company 20 years after creating it because I had the wrong person at the top. Now that I've got the right person, a superstar, Eric Church, he's been around for 5 years and hopefully he'll be around forever. There's a magic between us that really helps us scale. He's great at certain things. I'm great at others, but he really does fill the gaps that exist for me as an entrepreneur.
Did you find that in order to find him, you had to make sure you looked for somebody who did not mirror you, was not identical, but someone, in fact, was contrary to your approach to business?
Someone that was absolutely not like me. That would be dangerous. Someone who is more complementary. Someone who has, we call it almost a yin and yang type setup. And we've both got things we're great at, but we've both got our weaknesses. They've got to fit together. They've got to be a yin and a yang type complementary setup where two heads are better than one. We call it a two-in-the-box setup where people have an organizational chart and they often have one box at the top. Well, we have one box that happens to be filled with two people, and together we're stronger and better than any one of us would have ever been alone.
You know, you made an interesting comment there. I wanted to finish with a question about staying out of the way of your management team, but let's jump to that for a second. How do you stay out of the way of your management team? You clearly have a lot to say and a lot of ideas.
It's process. It's having things in place that allow me to formalize staying away. So Mondays, for example, are my thinking day. I spend up to 10 hours a week out of the office thinking, where I'm writing down plans and visions, ideas. I'm really working through strategies, but time out of the office, which frees me up to vision and to build all my thoughts and ideas. And it also gives my team time when I'm out of the way. Eric and I have such a trusting relationship that me getting out of the way took some time, but has become so easy because of what a great operator and great leader Eric is. And when you've got a partner like that, sometimes you just realize getting out of the way is not only the right thing to do for your team, but also the right thing to do for yourself.
Well, I think it's a brilliant idea. I think a lot of our listeners across the country should think about that, getting out of the way of their team, giving themselves a thinking day, even if it's only half a day. Take a day a week and stay the hell away and jot some notes down. Let's finally talk about serial entrepreneurs. And this is something that clearly you are, and you've built multiple businesses. What's the trick? What are the three things you can share with us while building multiple businesses and managing them efficiently?
Well, it's kind of funny, but the three things I shared on the last question, I'd say are still the three most important things. Any business that you're building, if you plan on building it beyond a one-person or small team operation, if you want to scale something, you've got to have the right people. It's all about people. Never, ever, ever compromise. Every time I've done, I've paid the price. Having a vision, knowing where I'm going. Every one of my brands, whether it's Shack Shine or Wow One Day Painting, they've got a painted picture that spells out where we're going. And the systems. The E-Myth is a book that we've got hundreds here, and we give them out to people when they come visit because we want to share the wealth of lessons that we've learned from building and scaling businesses. But I think if I had to say one last thing, it's we're in a storytelling age. We are in an age, if you look at Facebook, if you look at YouTube, people love stories. They love to connect. And we're building a brand with great people that really, we love to spread stories and ideas. And we invite people into our office to visit the Junction or come to our huddle meeting, because if someone gets an idea from our business that they can apply in their own business, that's fantastic. We often go visit other companies and learn from them. So why not pay it forward?
Well, Brian, you're a great Canadian success story, regardless of where you were born. I have to ask you one last question. Is there anything that you were never asked that you were surprised? Gee, nobody ever asked me this question. What would that be?
That's a great question. I don't know if I'm smart enough to answer that. I don't know if I'm smart enough to come up with a question that all these wonderful, smart journalists have asked me over the years. I feel like I've been asked just about everything. You know, the question I get asked over and over and over, which every time I answer it, it feels right, is the question of what would you do differently? And not a single thing. I needed to learn and fail and make every mistake I've made to be who I am and be who the business is today. So that's probably the one question I enjoy getting asked a lot, because I think so many people want to change their path by saying, oh, I shouldn't have done this, I shouldn't have done that. No, it's okay. It's okay to make mistakes. In fact, you won't be successful, I believe, unless you make a lot of mistakes.
As you build and continue to grow the O2E empire, do you look at succession planning at all? Where's your headspace when it comes to succession?
Succession, I think, is in the team. We've got such a great team. We've got a leadership team of 14. So it's always grooming people that can grow within the business and help us take it to the next level. And even past the lifetime of many of the leaders that we've got here, we want to continually develop people and build something that just continues to grow. We talk about being a billion-dollar company by 2021. It isn't really about the $1 billion in terms of a number. It's about the $1 billion in terms of size, scope of what we're building. And so succession planning is something we do in every position and every department we have. We have people that want to take vacation, not just forever vacations, but taking little ones, and they need somebody to cover their position while they're away. So it's very much a part of our culture.
And I got another question just popped in my head. With all of these franchises, how about reporting controls? What controls and what reporting do you insist upon to know that everything's going the way you want it and that any issues are highlighted very, very quickly?
Big believer that what gets measured gets done. And so our huddle meeting, our 7-minute stand-up meeting every day, that's a chance for us to come together and connect and be aware and looped in with what challenges are we having, what opportunities are we seeing, what's working well, what are we celebrating. And so while it's not just measuring numbers, it's a good portion of our huddle, but the real meat of it is just connecting with people and understanding how are people feeling, what's working, what are they excited about. And it's the daily ritual of ours that we would never take away. It's probably one of the best things that we do as a business.
Well, Brian, I love the idea of the huddle meeting. Brian Scudamore, founder 1-800-GOT-JUNK is where we know him from. Check out O2EBrands.com. See the other brands that he's got going, and it is amazing what they're doing. Brian, thank you so much for being a guest on the Profit Business Cast.
Enjoyed myself and learned a little more about myself. Sometimes reflection's a good thing, so thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And until next time, I'm Robert Gold, Managing Partner of Benegold LLP, Chartered Accountants in Toronto. If you want to know about our WTF, check us out at benegold.ca. You can find other great episodes of the Profit Business Cast at profitguide.com. See you next time in the morning, everyone, and good night, Crabtree, Quebec.
You've been listening to the Profit Business Cast, Canada's business podcast, and brought to you by Benegold LLP, Chartered Accountants. From acceleration to succession, strategy to tax planning, there's a lot more through the door at benegold.ca.